daf is daf chof tet, and we'll start on the Mishnah on the chof chet on the base with a rousing. Aish madir beno benazir ve'in ha'isha maderet et bena benazir. Now, for some strange reason, so we have an interesting halacha here, which we'll see what the makor is, that a man can make his minor son, we'll see what defines a minor son in the Gemara, into a nazir, but a woman cannot. And we'll see what the reason for this is in the Gemara.
This is regular nazir, not nazir.
Now, the word ketzad, most Rishonim take out, because the Mishnah is not about to explain what it previously said. So let's take it out, but then I'll tell you how it's possible to read it. Gilak. But if the son, who was made into a nazir, went ahead and got a haircut, or the rest of the family couldn't stand the idea of his being a nazir, they went ahead, bedafka, to shave him, or if he was michav, because I don't want to be a nazir, or the family was mocha, then what happens? So then I talu behema mufrashet. We said before, if you had a behema that was already defined, hakatat tamut olat tikravala shlamim yikravu shlamim, when they are calling liyom echad ve'in tu'nim lechem, as in all cases where we end up with behemot or ma'ot mufrashot, we do what we have to do, each one of the types of korbanas as the halakha defines. This, in fact, is the way in which it's possible to read the ketzad. Because we could read the ketzad as saying, and what would you do if ketzad, meaning what would the father do if he was gilach, or if micha, or micha krovav, and so on. Then, if there was mot, or behema that was mufreshet, this is what you would do. Okay. So it's not terrible to have the ketzad here. Dumei olaya biola, where are we? And if he had money, so then again, same, this is one of the cases that Shmuel pointed out before. If you have money, that wasn't defined, yiplulin nedava. If you have ma'ot mufurashim, demei chatat yachuyin yamambelach with Richie, later tomorrow, lo nanim velo mo'alim, demei olah. You'll take it. Richie's service.
Have I thrown it short of the
old computers and old computer chips, Volvo chips, and so on, exactly, to be thrown into the Yamamelach. Lo ne'anim v'lo mo'alim. The Dumei Olah goes for an Olah, and you have Me'ila, Dumei Shlomim, Yavir Shlomim, Ne'akolam Yom Echad, the same way if it had been an El Nazir, since it was originally Mufrash for that type of korban, it only can be eaten for one day. However, even though had it been an El Nazir, it would have required lechem, but the whole point of that lechem is to wave on the kapot on nazir if there's no nazir, and to unim lechem. Okay. So as the Gemara, ish in avlisha lo, my time. What is the meaning of this? That a man and not a woman can be madir beno. Where does this come from, bechalal, that you can be mazir a child benazirut? Rabbi Yochanan said, the talach al rosh misinai. Okay, good old halacha. Halachi ben Nazir. That's the way it is. We will makabel from Moshe Rabbeinu, a man can be madir his son, and not a woman. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina, Samarai Shalakish. It's nothing to do with Halachi ben Moshe Sinai. It's kedei lechanecho b'mitzvot, it's a din d'rabbanan, that you can be mechanech a child, so that he should be aware of the dinim of the dorim, the dinim of the zeros, and that's what it's all about. Then if that's the case, why can't a woman be mechanech her child? Resh Lakish holds, ish chayav lechanech beno b'mitzvot, ve'ina isha chayavet lechanech et bena. Since chinuch is related to Talmud Torah, a woman is not mechuyevet to be mechanech her children. A halacha that has been taken deeply to heart by many people nowadays. Humor went over everybody's head. So Bishleima l'Rabbi Yochanan says Igmar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, says it's halacha. Am tolachi b'no in bitolo. That would explain why you can make your son a nazir, but not your daughter a nazir. But according to Reish Lakish, why can you not make your daughter into a nazira to get her also mechunechet to the din of the daughter? Afil bitol. Kasava b'no chayav l'chandcha. Bitol ino chayav l'chandcha. He holds that a woman, because of the fact that generally she's not going to be involved in such things, and she's not mechuyevet in many of the mitzvot, shazman gurma, you don't have a chiyuv to be mechanicher as much as a son. If you tell me this is a brand new halacha, that's halacha l'mashmi Sinai, that would explain why it only is true of nizirut and not a neder. But according to Rish Lakish, if it's a din of chinuch, what does it have to be nizirus? The guy wants to be mechanech his son. What would be if he makes a neder not to wear jeans? Why can't he be mechanech with a neder? That should work on the Dharam too. Says Rish Lakish, of course he could. Lomi boy kama. The Mishnah's taking that for granted. Lomi boy bin Nidarim to let lay nivu. For sure Nidarim, where, I mean, there's no real downside in not wearing jeans. El afil ben nizirut, eat lay nivu. I mean, what? To keep your kid from being able to have a nice drink? That's nivu. Afil ha'chi chayev l'chantra. There's still a din of chinuch. And even nizirut, not only nizirut. So basically, the Rav Yochanan Domer Halacha Ibn Azir. If you're telling me that it's Halacha L'Mishnah Misinai, then the fact that the Mishnah continues to say that if the boy or the family it complains and says, "I don't like this," so then it's canceled. But according to Rav Yosef Chanina Amar Reish Lakish, understand the guy's being mechanech his kid to be a nazir. Come along the relatives or the boy, and they say, "We don't like." I mean, I thought what you do under those cases is you say, "Stuff it. We don't care about you. I'm going to conduct my children my way." Isn't that what everybody says? You guys aren't firm enough for me. I'll be mechanic my kids my way. What, the relatives can say, "I don't like the way you're being mechanic your children"? What would be the meaning? Reish Lakish holds, unbelievable Gemara. Kasava, ko chinuk dolo chashive lo nechale. He holds that a chinuk that people do not take seriously and they laugh at it, they think it's a joke, is not considered to be chinuk because the child doesn't like it. And chinuk by definition can only be something that a child relates to. If he's doing something that everybody thinks is stupid, that's not chinuch. Amazing. It's a bish label. It's amazing. Yeah. It's a bish label, Rabbi Yochanan, the Omra Halacha Ibn Azir, Mishumachit Begaleach, the Ovid HaKafag. Another problem. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he also said, "You're right, right?" So that means, so therefore, when it comes to the end of this nazirut, what does the nazir do? He shaves his head. But according to Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Reish Lakish, you're being mechanic in the mitzvahs to teach him that he should shave off his hair, which is a mitzvah of the oraisa. How can he shave off his hair? He's being over on hakafat harosh. You're not allowed to cut off your peis. This guy is going to be cutting off his kid's peis. Kasava hakafat kol harosh min rabbanan. He holds that cutting off peis is only usur when you have hair on your whole head. But if you're cutting off all your hair, then there's no peyot either. My favorite chayna about the idea of the chalaka on a lag bomer. The chassidim bedafka create a situation where the kids don't have peyos. A baldy with payas doesn't have payas. It's unbelievable. It's like the Basilis Yisharim's favorite.
The guy who shaves their head are more formal.
And they don't, they're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. They're saying, they're doing this in order to be specially Mekayim payas. They're not Mekayim, they don't have payas at all. Because there's no hair. So it's not Pa'at Roshka. So Rabbi Shlokesh holds that to do that is only Nisid Rabbana, because it's not really payas midiraisa. So since Chinuch has been Rabbana, so it's a chinuch, the rabbana, v'dochi hakafad rabbana. So what's so bad? So we have a mitzvah, you know. So he cut off his hair pretending he's a nazir. Okay, let's get another problem. You're going to bring a korban at the end of his nazirut? How exactly are you going to bring a korban? It's according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a problem. You bring a korban because it's halacha l'moshe miSinai. But according to Rabbi Chanina and Reish Lakish, that it's kedei lechanchu b'mitzvot. How can he bring a korban of chulin l'azora? Well, we'll have to say that Reish Lakish holds kasev chulin b'azora lav d'oraita. He holds that chulin b'azora itself, when you bring the dam, you don't bring it as a korban. You bring it at l'shem mayim. Mayim you're allowed to put on the mizbeach. When you put on the behema on the mizbeach, you bring it l'shem eitzim. It's fuel, not bringing it as a korban. So be'etzem, you're not going to be doing an isser. B'shlem l'Rabbi Yochanan d'amar alach ha'ibin azra ha'kikim et ha'mea ma'ite korban tzipurin ve'achol koin malika. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that would explain why if the child becomes tummy, we're going to bring a chata sa'ov and an ola sa'ov. And the chata sa'ov, the kohen's going to eat. Now, a chata sa'ov you do not do shchita on. A chata sa'ov you do malika on by cutting its neck with your fingernail. That's in my book called a nevela. And you're going to give this nevela to a kohen to eat? It's a bishlema if this is the mitzvah d'oraita, so this is the way the Torah was matir chatata'ov. But if you hold the whole thing is only drabbanan, how the heck can you give a kohen a nevela to eat? We explain that. Hakachal nevela. Kasavik Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Yehuda. Reish Lakish would obviously have told like Rabbi Yezir Rabbi Yehuda, the ain't shchita l'of bin haTorah. So he holds the mikra din, you don't need shchita for a bird. It's enough to be mafsik the simonim. So what's the difference? So use your fingernail. It's also a perfectly kosher bird. So much for empire chickens. Except the rabbanan went ahead and were machmir. But in this case, since the whole dinner of the chinuch is the rabbanan, and the kulam be'azor is also not the raita, so the chinuch is going to be daicha. This is the rabbanan said in this case, eat the bird like this. What? Is that true? Some Rabbi Yossi Yachi? It's not true. Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold like that. But Tani Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minai in lechatata of shi ba'ala safek she'ina nechelet. How do I know that when a chatata of is coming for a safek, well, let's say a zava is not sure whether she is a zava or not a zava, whatever the case is, you'll let us. How do I know that it's brought but it's not allowed to be eaten? Talmud Lomar, v'hazavet sovo la'zachar u'lanekiva. It's a very strange drasha here. The drasha goes like this. And it's a very misleading drasha. Okay, as you'll see. It's one of those types of drasha that we could have been doresh in many different ways. We chose to do it like this. We're asking, why does the Torah relate zachar nekiva in azavet sovo? Makish nekeva lezachar. So it's coming to compare the nekeva to a zachar. Just like a zachar. Mevi korban alavadai. Av nekeva mevi a korban alavadai. Now that's obvious. I mean, don't need a hekesh for that. It's just a lead-in, okay? But in a sense, the whole drush is really only a lead-in. Because it could have been said in many different ways. We chose to do it this way. Let's compare nekeva to a zachar. A zachar brings a korban if he's a vadai. Did a vadai chet? She should bring a korban if she's a vadai zava. Ma zachar mevi ala safek. We know that a zachar who slept with a safek zava, he would bring an asham tole, and that's a real korban. So afikeva mevi ala safek. So that means if the woman is not sure that she is a zava, she should still bring a korban in order to be mitzaharet. Uma zachar meminshu mevi ala vadai mevi ala safek. Just like a zachar, who if he was bringing a chatas, would bring a behema. So if he brings an asham tolo, he brings a behema. So to the nekeva. Just if she was vadai azova, she would bring a chatas ha'ov. Miminchi, mivi ala vadai, mivi ala zafek. Now that she's a safik zava, you're a safik yoleda, she'll bring a bird. So then you'll say, ima zachar, mevi korban v'ne'echal. If that's the case, when a zohar brings an asham tolui, that asham tolui is eaten. It's a real korban, like any other korban. So too, if a nekeva is bringing on a suffix, then the korban should be eaten. Amrit. How could you think it should be eaten? Loim amrit bezachami. This you don't need a pasuk for. Use your brains. When you talk about a zocher bringing a korban, she can't isur echad. Suppose he hadn't done that chait. What's the worst that's happening? He's bringing chulin la'azorah. Obviously, all of this is a joke. He's not bringing kulan la'azorah. He's b'chuyev b'nei reis to bring a korban mitzad ha'safek itself. Like, we're treating it as if it's the equivalent of the safek of the nekeva. Obviously, we could have done exactly the same thing from the point of view of the nekeva, because the nekeva herself is b'chuyev b'nei nashim tolui. Exactly the zocher. There's no difference between a zocher and a nekeva in these issues. So all of this is sort of arbitrary. We choose to do it this way. The fact is, we could have brought a raya from a zocher on a zocher. A zocher brings an ashab tolei for a chet, so therefore a zocher is off. Tosis points this out. There's many ways of dealing with this drush. Choose to do it this way. Ki'ilu, we're saying, that assuming that the ashab tolei is like a really a suffix, what iser has been involved in this suffix? Chul ba'zorah. But by the suffix of the Zova, where it's a real suffix, and she's bringing a chatas, you got a problem of an avela, because the chatas is an avela. So how can you go ahead and eat the chatas? Tomer ben Kevash Shnei Yisurim, says the Gemara, now which Shnei Yisurim? I mean, I assume my Shnei Yisurim, Lav Yisur Nevela V'cholim Bazar. So here you see, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah holds that there's an Yisur D'Oraisa. Because we're applying it to the drosha, and there's a drosha d'oraita. Ask if the ravacha braid rabika. Come on, I mean, you know this whole thing is not really, it means to be serious on the level that it's describing itself. I mean, certainly a guy who's bringing an ashim toli is not real, don't hurt the table, is not really bringing chulin la'azorah. So then how do you know that what the bride is referring to is not an isidra bonnet? Maybe it means Bishum de Mitchazi could train Yisurin Drabbanan. It's sort of as if it's Yisurin. Yisurin min Rabbanan doesn't mean literally that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that it's an Avela min Yoraita. So think about Leme Ketanoi. Tosis points out that there's not, it's later. Leme Ketanoi. Ad Matai Madir Beno Benazir Ad Shiavishtei Sa'arot Divrei Rabbi. This machlokas that we've just had about the nature of making a child in Azir seems to be a machlokas tana'im, because we find a machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Yudan. What the point is until the father has rishus over the son. So Rebbe says, Achi avishtei sa'arot, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, look, the child is in the rishus of the father, legabi nadarim, only until such time as it becomes an adult. In order to become an adult, he has to be in his 14th year, and he has to reach puberty. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Amen. Ach yagiela onat nedarim. No, he's in his 13th year, because in his 13th year he's considered to be a mufla asamuch leish, and therefore he can make nedarim. Since he can make his own nedarim, his father no longer has rishus over him in terms of nedarim. He's no longer left to his father. He's under his own rights. So my lav tanoi. Would it not appear that the machlokas tanoi between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda is dependent in this issue? That Rebbe sovar halach ibn azir. Rebbe apparently holds like Rabbi Yochanan. It's halach lemeshim Sinai. In which case, apagav di giyal onat nidarim. Even though there is an onat nidarim, but halach lemeshim Sinai said, as long as a child is a katan, you can make a neder for him. Okay? So then what's enough to mean if he was Magilo, not the Dari? When he's a gadol, that period is over. So Madir Levi Azulad Maita Shtei Sarot, as long as he's a katan, you can continue to do anything about his nazirut. Whereas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who says, no, only until such time as he gets to Onat Nadarim, a year before he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he holds that it's all a function of a drabbanan kedei lechamcho b'mitzvot. So, I mean, in terms of the mitzvah of the darim, kiven de nafik mirshutei to lo mechayven. Since over here this guy, this child, was already yotzei from his father's rishus vis-a-vis the darim, How is he Yotze? Because he's able to make the Dorim in his 13th year before he's a bar mitzvah. So Manela, there's no Indian of Chinuch in this. Seems to be exactly this machlokas. Amri says, it's not the same machlokas. Lo. Kulei alma halacha ibn Nazir. What we could say is that everybody agrees that this is halacha ibn Nazir. The machlokas over here is, what's the din of muflas samach leish? That racha muflas samach leish can be infligate. Rebbe holds a muflas samach leish is only a drabon. Whereas the din of Nazir, of a child, is a halacha mirshim sinai, which is a diorita. Comes along, therefore, the diorita of a father is being mazir, a child, and it's docha, the drabonim shir of a mufla somach leish. Whereas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah Sava, mufla somach leish is not a diorita. Mufla somach leish, mufla somach leish itself is a diorita. And therefore, it is the shir that defines the halacha l'mashmi sinai midiraita. Or, I could say exactly the opposite. Riboy deima. I could say, the kulei alma kedei lechanchu b'mitzvot. On the contrary, everybody agrees that the point over here that a father can be mother or child is a din chinuch, not a diraita. And muflas somach leish is a derabbana. Rebbe holds, ati chinuch derabbana v'dochi muflas somach leish derabbana. So Rebbe holds the Rabbanan gave over the rights to the child's chinuch, even though he's a mufla somach leish, because mufla somach leish is only a din Rabbanan also. So they held that the chinuch is more important than the din of mufla. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it's a din in Achi Agia leonat nedarim, he holds that the Rabbanan said, look, the chinuch should follow all the din of the Rabbanan, and therefore lo ati chinuch derabbanan v'dochi mufla somach leish. So in the main way we have a perfectly valid explanation, two possible explanations of the machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, without getting into the problem of whether it's Rabbi Yochanan's Kabbalah l'mashmi Sinai that it's halacha ben Nazir, or Reish Lakish's halacha that it is a din in chinuch. Aish madirat b'no b'nazir, ve'ina aisha madirat b'na b'nazir. Ketsa, gila or not ketsa, gila choshe gilchu krovav, michal shemichu krovav, hayta lo be'ma mefureshet, achata tamut, ola tikarei hola, shlamim yikavu shlamim, b'nei chol miyom echad, ve'inan tu'nim lach, hayu lo ma'ot stumim, yiplu lo nedava, ma'ot mefureshim, tamei chatat yachuyim ha'melach, lo ne'anin ve'lo mo'alim. To me Ola, Yavio Ola Moalimbeh. To me Shlamim, Yavio Shlamim, and Echalam Yomachad, Meinant Unim Lechem. Ishina Valishalom, my time, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Aloke Ibn Azir, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanin Omer, Omer Ishlakish Kedela Chanchovi Mitzvot, Yochi Afil Ishanami, Kesavri Ishchayev Lechanech Benovi Mitzvot, Veina Ishach Ayavet Lechanechet Bena. So we should Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Aloke Ibn Azir, Amtulachi Beno in Bitolo. But according to Rishlok, Shafilu Bito, Kasava Beno Chayav Lachantcho, Bito Eno Chayav Lachantcho. Bishan Rabbi Yochum Nomer Lach, Ayy Ben Azir Lach, Ayy Ben Azirut, Ayy Ben Adarim Lo, El Rishlok, Shafilu Ben Adarim Nami, He can Ben Adarim. Lo Mi Boi Kamar, Lo Mi Boi Ben Adarim. For sure the father can be modern. The Let Lay Nivu, El Afilu Ben Azirut, It Lay Nivu, Afilu Hachi, Chayav Lachantcho. Bishan Rabbi Yochum Nomer Lach, Ayy Ben Azir, Ani Gitani, Micha, Shemichu Krovav, that was part of the halacha. But according to Yehuda Rechanin, I'm Reish Lakish, well, who cares about what the Krovim think? Well, Koki Minayim Krovim, Danila, Lo Tigmeri, Mitzvot. Kasava, Kochin, Abdullah Hashem, Lo Nechale. So, Bishan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nazir, Bishamachim, Migaleach, Vavid Hakafa. El Rabbi Yehuda Rechanin, I'm Reish Lakish, Kedela, Kantchobi, Mitzvot, Hakavid Hakafa, Kasava, Hakafat, Kolarosh, Min Rabbanan. וחינוך מן רבנן, ואתי חינוך לרבנן, ודחי הקפם לרבנן. זה בשם לרבי יוחנן, יום הלך, חי בנזיר, אחי מגליה, מייתי קורבן. רבי יזו רבי חנין אומר, שלא כשכדי לכאן חובי מצוות, how can I bring the קורבן, אך מייתי חולן לעזור. כסור וחולם יעזור עליו דיורייתו. בשלם לרבי יוחנן, יום הלך, חי בנזיר, אחי כי מתאמי מייתי קורבן ציפורים, and the coins allowed to eat the חטס, which is a ציפור. אלא רבי יזו רבי חנין אומר, שלוקש, how can a Kohen eat a chattas b'malika if he's eating the velot? Because I wasn't chayav the chattas. Because so, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Dein Shitalov ben Torah. And furthermore, Yotz Chol Mazar Alav Diraita. Really? That's what Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds? So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Midai Lekat Zorov Shiba Ala Safek She'ina Necheled Talmud Lomar V'azav Et Zobar La Zakar V'la Nekiva Ma Kish Nekiva La Zakar Ma Zakar Mevi Korban Ala Vadai Av Nekiva Mevi Korban Ala Vadai Uma Zakar Mevi Ala Safek Av Nekiva Mevi Ala Safek Uma Zakar Mevi Minchu Mevi Ala Vadai Namely Be'ima Maybe Allah Safek, namely Rashim Tolu Beima, after Kiva Miminchi, maybe Allah Vadai or Khatat, and of, maybe Allah Safek or Khatat of. I, Yosef, that's the case, Mazaka, maybe Kurban Venechal, after Kiva, maybe Akurban Venechal. Arab, how can you say such a thing? Loyim Arab is a harsh against Israel of Kulam Bazar, Toma Venekevash, Shnei Yisrin, I mean, I'm assuming which Shnei Yisrin we're referring to, my Shnei Yisrin. Love Yisrinave, love of Kulim Bazar. Maske for Rabach, the Bered Ravika, the Dilma Machaiva, the Mishon de Machazia, the trainees from Mirabon. That doesn't mean seriously to the rise. Let me get on the way. Abatayma dir of Benobed Azir, Achi Avishte Saroti, the Revi, Revis Rebuda, I'm there, Achi Agia, Lon Natnadori, my love, Tanoi, Revi Savar Alochi Benazar, like Rabbi Ocha. Therefore, Afagav Vigia, Lon Natnadori, the Alocha is that Marele Vazar, the Mighty Stay Sarot. Was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a din in Achigila Nutz the Onad the Darim Sovar the whole halacha is only because of Chant Kobi Mitzvot, but he's already chayev in this mitzvah on his own, so give it enough of Mishute to learn mechayev. Amri, not necessarily. It could be that the Kulei Alma Alachayim Menazim. The Machloket over here is Achim Mufla Samuk Leish Kamiflege. Rabbi Sovar Mufla Samuk Leish Drabonan. In which case the Diraita is Dolcha here. The Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds Mufla Sabaglish itself is Dioraita and therefore defines the Halacha Ibn Azir. Well, you know what? It could be the exact opposite. Ibai Teme, everybody else could be Alma. There's no Halacha Ibn Azir. It's only Kedei Lachan Kobi Mitzvot. And everybody's even agreed that Mufla Sabaglish is the Rabbanan. Rabbi holds that the Chinuch of the Rabbanan was made in such a way that it should be Chal even on a Mufla Sabaglish. And they were deicha mufla samaglish to Rabbanan. Whereas Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Hachi Agil, not the Darim, kasev lo ati, chinuch the Rabbanan, v'dachim mufla samaglish.